This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This morning, I'm happy to announce the role of Attorney General is incredibly significant in our state, and serving as the Chief Legal Officer for the state. The Attorney General, as you know, is the top cop. It is not lost on me the incredible importance of selecting the right person for this job, and my team and I took this selection very seriously. We wanted the most qualified person who is ready to work on day one. So today, I'm proud to announce the next Attorney General of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway.
So that news comes after the appointment of Andrew Bailey as co-deputy director of the FBI to work hand-in-hand with Dan Bongino and Kash Patel. I'm really curious as to what's going on there that they wanted to call Andrew Bailey up to the big leagues. Catherine Hanaway now gets to fill that chair with some big shoes to fill, certainly with Andrew Bailey and Eric Schmidt before. Let's get to our friend Mark Cox joins us, the host of the Mark Cox Morning Show, which you hear right here on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative, on weekdays from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mark, welcome back. Appreciate you being with us this afternoon.
Yeah, no problem, Annie. Good afternoon.
What'd you think when you heard Hanaway as the name announced?
It was the biggest non-surprise ever because she was the odds-on favorite. The minute I heard the news break that Andrew Bailey was leaving, I immediately thought, well, if the influence in Jeff City is what I think it is, it's going to be they'll ask. Catherine Hanaway to do it. My biggest surprise was, and my friend John Lamping, the former senator, pointed this out, she probably took a seven-figure pay cut to take that job.
Wow.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So it wasn't a surprise. You're alluding to the fact that she was favored by the right people in the right places to get that appointment. Eric Schmidt, Andrew Bailey, Catherine Hanaway, is she up for the job?
Oh, no doubt she's up for the job, and I have no doubt that she'll do a fine job. I do think that Schmidt and Bailey set a new bar for kind of what we expect out of that role, which was far different than what we had out of that role up until, you know, Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt and then Andrew Bailey. And I think at each level, we got a very aggressive, very conservative decisions and actions out of an attorney general. And, you know, I often joke that Andrew Bailey was almost out of central casting. I mean, he was just everything about him seemed like he was born for that job. Catherine Hanaway is a fantastic attorney. I've probably known her since 1994, I would guess. She used to work for Kit Bond. She ran for the Missouri House. She became the Speaker of the House, which is no easy task as a woman, particularly. I'm sure she was probably the first female Speaker of the House in Missouri. She'll be the first Missouri Attorney General who's a woman. And she probably would have been governor in 2016 if not for a four-way primary that Eric Greitens shocked the world and pulled off, right? So, I mean, she's got the resume for the job. I just think she'll, unless she redefines herself, I don't think she's going to be as in-your-face as Andrew Bailey was. And maybe I'm wrong about that.
Hey, Mark, this is Ryan Wiggins from the Annie Fry Show and Wiggins America
and your office.
the press conference that the new AG gave, we watched that a little bit, that together, actually, and I remember. And I was a little surprised, and it's caused controversy, that she took that opportunity to mention her support of glyphosate. I was hoping you could give us a little bit of background on, you know, why this is controversial and why maybe she chose to say right out of the gate, look, I support this.
Well, I mean, I think that's a good question. I'm going to have an opportunity to ask for that. We've got her scheduled for the show on Friday morning at about 8:30. And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I know that clearly her firm might have played a role in supporting that movement through the House of that glyphosate bill. I don't know. It took me by surprise a little bit because it was a pretty thorough explanation of how she grew up as a, you know, working on a farm and that was important to her. I don't remember if the reporter asked her that question or if she brought it up. I can't. Do you remember, Ryan?
No,
was
that's
that
a good,
as a result of a reporter question.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. That's a good point that she may have not actually been the one who had it in her notes, that just may have come up. But I will ask you this, just because we had talked about it a little bit. You know her, you know, or not know her maybe directly, but you know of her best, much more than I do. What kind of attorney general will she be for Missouri?
Yeah, it's, you know, Catherine did a very good job, very pro-law enforcement as U.S. attorney. And I have no reason to believe that won't continue as attorney general. All I meant in comparing her with Andrew Bailey is that what we've become accustomed to for at least through part of Hawley's term and certainly through Schmidt's term, and now Andrew Bailey's term is an attorney general in Missouri that has been very aggressive, even on national issues like suing the Biden administration over the transgender issue and the border. I mean, those are things we hadn't seen out of our attorney generals here prior to that, and it'll be interesting to see if this is a different kind of approach by Catherine, or if she's going to just continue the kind of just strong leadership, but not necessarily as aggressive maybe as what we've seen out of Bailey. I don't know. Well, she's been in private practice now for 7 or 8 or 10 years, and I don't know if that's affected how she'll approach the job or not.
Mark Cox speaking with us right now. You know him from the Mark Cox Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Did you hear about the Wesley Bell town hall last night? I didn't know if that surfaced. I just came across it here in the last hour or so. Did you hear about this?
I did not. Did Kim Gardner make a surprise appearance? What happened?
Well, here, I'm just going to read to you, and I'm kind of going through this right now with you because the story is a pretty fresh one. It's on Fox News. So this is a FoxNews.com story report. A moderate House Democrats town hall devolved into chaos minutes after it began on Tuesday night, with pro-Palestinian activists clashing with both the congressman and fellow attendees in what became a near constant torrent of interruptions and protests. Congressman Bell, who defeated far-left squad member Cori Bush, we all remember that, in the Democratic primary last year, repeatedly pleaded with protesters to allow him to speak while defending his position on Israel and Hamas. Here's what he said. Stop talking. This is not your town hall. You can leave. While we're sitting here being divided and fighting one another, we've got other folks out there who are taking our democracy from us. I wonder what your thoughts are on
that. Wow. No, I'm really surprised. It almost makes you wonder if the pro-Cori Bush camp didn't plant those people there.
Yep.
To try to suggest that he's not getting the job done for the far left in the party. I mean, he's been extraordinarily quiet, in my opinion, since he got elected. Yeah, that's quite a surprise. I mean, it almost sounds like an ambush.
Yeah, it does.
In many ways.
And Cori Bush, when all that happened, she doubled and tripled down on not going away and you know, the need to be louder. That one campaign rally they had, I guess it would have been that night, on the primary election night, she was fit to be tied that they lost, and she ramped up the rhetoric. I wonder what you think about the current state of politics in St. Louis, because there's a lot of noise surrounding Sam Page, of course, with the attorney general position switching. I don't know that changes anything, but the Sam Page questions are out there. Wesley Bell has been quiet, as you said, but, you know, I'm just wondering, like, how satisfied are the people who always vote for Democrats feeling about the Democrats that are representing them right now in our city?
Well, I hope they're feeling uneasy, quite frankly. A couple big questions here. Number one, Andrew Bailey sought and got a grand jury indictment of Sam Page. I have every reason to believe Catherine Hanaway will continue pursuing that. I mean, and try to get him into a court of law between now and election time. The Democrats have already issued a primary challenge to him, and Senator Brian Williams has basically already announced he's running against him in the Democratic primary. So Sam Page may not even be on the ballot next year. So I don't know Williams. I don't know anything about him. He's been described to me as a very likable and very electable character in his Senate seat. So, you know, that's going to be interesting, because if Brian Williams, who's an African-American Democrat senator from St. Louis, is in that race as a county executive candidate, it might make Dennis Hancock's challenge even greater than it would be if Sam Page was on the ballot. I mean, I think that he would have a better than even chance against Page in that primary. I mean, in the general election, but it may not be Page that he faces. So that indictment may not end up doing Republicans a bit of good in St. Louis County, if that's the case.
Mark, I live in a blue state, live in a red county. I work in a red, or in a blue, a blue city in a red state. I'm not winning in this battle here. People talk all the time about, of course, you know, politics in the state of Illinois, along with the congressional districting, a lot of judgment taking place, certainly on Illinois. J.B. Pritzker's like the leader on this, and everyone's like, but look at your state. 3 out of 17 districts in the state of Illinois are represented by Republicans, and 44% of the state voted for Donald Trump. And so people talk about, can Republicans get elected in Illinois? The question I have is, can a Republican get elected in the city here? Is the deck so stacked against a Republican opponent that they just don't even make the effort?
The odds are long. The city's probably gone. I think there's still an opportunity in the county. I mean, I helped Dennis Hancock kick off his campaign for county executive, but he understands that he can't win without Democrat votes, because St. Louis County is purple, if not completely blue, right now. I mean, it's an uphill battle. You know, this morning, Annie, I was able to interview Ray LaHood. I don't know if you recognize that name, mm-hmm. the former transportation secretary from Illinois, former congressman. And he's kicked off an effort over there in Illinois called, what's it called? Fair Map, I think it's called.
Darren LaHood?
Is it? I thought it was Ray LaHood.
Oh, the congressman?
And the former congressman and former labor secretary.
Yeah, that could be Ray. Yeah.
Transportation secretary. Yeah, and he he's kicked off an effort yesterday to try to get an initiative ballot on where Illinoisans could vote to redraw the state and Senate districts, like the House and Senate districts for the state House. He said the only way they can do it is to do an end run around the legislature, because the supermajority Democrats would never approve of that.
Right.
So they're going to try to get 500,000 signatures in Illinois to get this on the ballot, because he sees that's the only way you'll ever get the congressional districts redrawn potentially, is to change the makeup in the House and the Senate in Illinois. And I think it's a great effort, but you know that he's going to face an uphill battle with lawsuits and everything else, because they're not going to give that power up easily.
Yeah, they certainly aren't. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, I know good people who want to fill those opportunities to challenge the Democrats in the state of Illinois. I'm sure there are good people in the city of St. Louis and the county that would like the opportunity, but the deck is so stacked against. And it's kind of a testament to how bonkers Cori Bush was that she could lose a primary here to Wesley Bell, who Fox News is accusing of being moderate. It's kind of interesting that Wesley Bell has been able to pull off that primary and represent this area. Might be as good as we can get in the first district. You just wish there was more opportunity for competition. Just doesn't seem like it's
true.
There.
Yeah, he should buy her a steak dinner for because she's the only one that could paint Wesley Bell as a moderate.
That's true. I guess it's all relative. Yeah. Well, Mark, we appreciate you coming with us in the afternoon. We love having you. We look forward to having you again.
Thank you, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. Mark Cox, Morning Show. A reminder, if you don't get his full show in the morning, you can podcast it as well. Just go to the Audacy app, Audacy, and check it out. See anything you missed, like that interview I was talking about before. Ray LaHood. I'll have to do that myself. All right, quick break. At 1:30, we're going to visit with Harrison Fields. He's a special assistant to the president and deputy, and by president, I mean the president, and principal deputy press secretary. Harrison Fields is going to join us to talk about the cleanup efforts in Washington, D.C. And while we discuss that, there's a story leading Fox right now, and the headline has to do with that cleanup. And Kash Patel vowing the agency won't stop combating D.C. crime until every community is safe after 550 arrests. Cleaning up the streets in Washington, D.C. Who's complaining about that? Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't worry.
Dramatic fools, neurotic to the
All right. Speaking of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.